People only know of me by my outer expression. My inner shines out. People only know of me by my outer expression. My inner shines out. Am I always aware of what I'm shining out? I cannot always be aware of what I'm shining out. I just am not aware. And because I'm not aware of what I'm shining out, I have to be very careful that everything I shine out is what I would like the world to know. And if I'm a good person, basically, intuitively, if I'm a person that other people only know by my outer expression, and people like that expression, then I am doing very well. I am doing my life the way I should live it. I am intuitively living within myself the way I should. Now, if I go around judging other people, if I go around looking for other people to improve, then I'm not really unconditionally loving myself, and I'm not unconditionally loving everybody else in my world. Because as I outpicture a judgmental person, I see judgmental people all around me. As I outpicture unconditionally loving people, and I outpicture unconditionally loving person that I am, then truly I will see unconditionally loving people all around me. That's the way the world is constructed. That's the way I am constructed. That's the way everyone is constructed. Anything I see outwardly expressed by another person is who they really are, or rather, who I really am. Anything I see expressed by another person, outpictured by them in any way, is who I really am. Now, I have the privilege of having everybody be the outpicturing of who I am. I have the privilege of having the whole world know that it is the expression of who I am. And so when I look at the world and I see it good, it's because I am good. And you say, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. How about that? Yes, how about that? Because all the world is a reflection of me. And whatever I am inside of me, outside of me, around me, whatever I am in me, is what the world is. So now, as I look at little children and I see them brilliant geniuses all, that's me. As I look at adults and see them geniuses all, that's me. As I look at the world and see it in peace and harmony, see it doing all things that are good and beautiful, that's me, that's all. That's who I am. That's what I am. That's all I am. That's all I know. And as I carry out these beautiful thoughts in my mind, in my heart, in my soul, that's what my life is. It can be no different. People only know of me by my outer expression. My inner shines out, and I only know of the world by its outer expression. And its outer expression is the expression of who I am. It is my mirror. It is my reflection. It is who I am. Oh, I can take responsibility for that and say, wow. So I see, because I'm a loving person, because I choose to be surrounded by loving people and loving circumstances all the time, I say to myself, every person in my world is balanced, is harmonious, is wonderful, is joyful. If I ever, for even a smallest instant, talk about a negative circumstance, I empower that circumstance. If I ever talk about the past and talk about the past in a negative way, I am reliving it. I am bringing that past back to life again in my experience. And is that what I really want to do? Is that how I really want to live? Is that what I really want to know about my life? A negative attitude? Well, I hope to kiss a pig, I don't. I only choose to know positive attitudes. I only choose to know loving, joyous, beautiful attitudes. So that's why I shine out of me at all times unconditional love. That's why I am all of the time unconditional love. That's why everybody in my world is unconditional love, because I'm unconditional love. I look out and I see unconditional love everywhere, because it's my reflection. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, oftentimes I'm driving down the road and I see the beautiful scenery, then I say, I am the ideal chauffeur. I am the ideal chauffeur. Now, does the ideal chauffeur look at the scenery? No. The ideal chauffeur looks at the road. The ideal chauffeur looks at the other cars. The ideal chauffeur is always in charge of its experiences driving the whatever vehicle it's driving. I am the ideal chauffeur. So, if I'm going to be that ideal chauffeur, I'm not gawking, I'm not drifting around the road looking at different things, I'm not seeing the scenery. If I want to see the scenery, I'll let someone else drive. If I want to see the scenery, I will stop wherever I am, and I will let my mind drift through all of the things that I have gone by and look at them after I have passed them. Well, that's not really looking at them. That's not really exciting. Oh, yes, it is. And yes, it is done, can be done, and always will be done. When you say to the driver of the car after the car is stopped and you're parked somewhere or you're even not in the car anymore, you say, did you see that beautiful log cabin along the side of the road? And yes, you did. Subliminally, you picked up the picture of that log cabin. Subliminally, you picked up everything about it. Not consciously, but subliminally. And when we subliminally pick up pictures, we pick up more than we could ever consciously do. For we ask ourselves, what color were the logs? Were they deep brown or light brown? What color were the windows? Did they have colored shades in them? Did they have colored drapes in them? What was the lawn? Oh, did it have a lawn? Or was it just natural? Were there pine trees out in front and back? Or were there other trees? Were there deciduous trees? And you see, you know. I often played a game with the members on campus, and I would say, as we would sit at a table, okay, close your eyes. Now tell me what was on the table. And I would have them do that when they least expected. And then they could, by and large, tell me every single thing that was on the table, because their ability to perceive it and be aware of it without looking at it is so tremendous and so wonderful and so fantastic that it's just really very, very nice. We can give our 100% attention to anything that we're doing and do it beautifully as an ideal chauffeur, for instance, driving a car. And yet, when we are done driving and we are sitting and sharing what beautiful views and scenery was along the way, we can be as alert and aware of that scenery as though we were not driving and giving our full attention to the scenery, because we have that ability to perceive without looking. We have the ability to know without seeing. And we have the ability to be and always to be the total picture of everything that's in our life at all times. If you were to consciously say to yourself, all right, what was on the dining room table? And you say, well, how should I know? No, well, when? Well, when we sat down to eat dinner, what was on the dining room table? And can you say, without trying to think of it, just draw it from your inner awareness what it was, and you know. We know all these things. People only know of me by my outer expression. My inner shines out. My inner always shines out, always revealing in my world exactly who I am, always being in my world. I don't have to look at things to know what they are. People don't have to look at me to know who I am. They feel my charisma. They feel my magic of my being, just as I feel their charisma and their magic of their being. For at all times, people only know me by my outer expression. People only know of me by my outer expression. My inner shines out. And this is true for you and for all in the world, because all the world is a glorious, wonderful, fantastic place to be. And it is where we are right now. Join me in this awareness. Join me in this recognition that we are there now and forevermore.